welcome back to another episode of Mescalo Moguls. It's your boy, the one with Scarface, your boy Scarface. And I want to thank you guys again for always tuning in, always checking out the podcast. You guys are amazing. The support is crazy. I didn't get an episode last week just because I told you guys I was going to go to Las Vegas. So that was a lot of fun. You know, we'll get into that here in a little bit. Las Vegas was a lot of fun. But if you guys want to keep supporting the podcast, like this video, leave a five-star review, leave us a five-star thumbs up, share it with somebody, because it helps the podcast out. And then the more people get it, the more people listen to it, and the more, you know, different topics and things like that we can hit on. And also shout out to everyone who comes over from the TikTok. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. You know, some of the clips do go crazy, and they'll come over here and watch the entire episode in full. So, but yeah, thank you guys. Again, I can't stress that enough. And we recently got back from Las Vegas, which was a lot of fun. You know, shout out to everybody that went out there. It was what? Troy, Brandy, me, Julio, Chris, his girl, Alan, Ovi, Mad for showing us around. Thank you guys. It was an amazing trip. It was crazy. It was wild. The concert was insane. Shout out to everyone who actually stopped your boy too. Stopped your boy, took some pictures, said what's up. Like, I really do appreciate you guys. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, just coming up to me and saying what's up, like, I love that, you know, like, don't feel free to do that, whatever. Never feel like, oh no, I'm not going to go and talk to him because he's going to, no. It's weird to say, like, yes, you guys seen me. You guys always get to see me. I never get to put faces, like, these profiles to, like, put faces on them. So, like, when you guys say, come and, like, say what's up, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's actually cool to interact with the people who follow this stuff, share this stuff, like this stuff on TikTok and the podcast, like, in person. So that's, I really enjoy that. That's why, like, if you guys ever see me, say what's up. Trust me, I know these eyebrows make it look like I'm intimidating, mean, mad, or whatever the case may be. But trust me, I'm actually not. It's just the eyebrows. These are the eyebrows I was given. So the Vegas trip was, so I wanted to get into that. Another, like, sometimes you just got to go and, like, hang out. Like, I work hard, you know, like, everybody that I know works hard. And sometimes it's good to go out and just, like, hang out, vibe out with your friends. Like, I know I shared some videos of us just, like, vibing out, hanging out. Shout out to Mud for getting those BTS. I also went to go film that $34 million mansion, which was amazing, by the way. And that just, like, the reason I wanted to do another podcast on this type of stuff is just sometimes you just got to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I said it before, like, when I went to the Bad Bunny concert, but it's actually a lot of fun. Like, you got to make these memories that you would have never made if you just didn't take that trip, if you didn't go do that one thing that you've always been wanting to do. And even if you just have to go by yourself, ladies, again, if you guys want to go by yourself, be aware, be safe, just because you never know what's out there. But if you're a guy and, like, just traveling solo, don't be afraid to go places by yourself. Like, I didn't go by myself this time, obviously. I went with a group of people, which was just as fun. But some people don't take that trip, don't do that just because they're like, no, the next one, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. And sometimes you just have to realize that you got to live your life a little bit. You know, you got to live your life a little bit. You got to go and hang out, go and do things. But people that know me know that I really don't go out and party and do things like that all the time. But when I am out somewhere like that, I'll go out, hang out, have some drinks, have fun, because, like, I sit here and work. And it's, anytime I go somewhere, I like to have a little bit of fun, you know, relax a little bit, have, like, let loose. So that's why you'll see me, like, when I go on these trips, that sometimes I get a little too lit, but it's fun. It's never a bad lit. It's never like, oh shit, like, someone come get Edgar. He's over here drinking like crazy again. But again, you got to make these memories. Some of the nights I don't remember, but like, the concert was a vibe. The concert was dope. Seeing Don Omar live, like, these are just, like, memories that you're just gonna be like, later on, you're gonna be like, dang, remember when I did that? Remember when I did that? Remember when we did this? Remember when we did this? So it's good to have, like, these type of memories. And of course, I'm not saying, like, go and do it even, like, when you're struggling or anything like that. Maybe put yourself in a better financial situation, because I always tell people, don't waste money on, like, things that you shouldn't be wasting money, unless you know, you've been working hard and doing what you should have been doing for like putting money aside, putting money away, investing money and things like that. So sometimes it's my buddy, like I told my buddy Troy that I wanted to buy something for the longest time and I would never buy it because it's so easy for me to buy like equipment and stuff like that for the business. But it like something for myself, I'm just like, do I really need it? I really don't need it. Something like camera equipment without hesitation, I'm just like, yeah, need it. Boom, go, let's go. Something for myself, I'm just like, do I really need it? Do I? But then it helps me when I take trips like this, and you can just go out and have fun and, you know, enjoy your hard work. And like this shit was crazy. Like literally, like the amount of people who recognized me in Las Vegas. I had no idea that a lot of people watch the stuff in Las Vegas like that. Because I got stopped several times, or maybe you guys were just there at the same time, like from different states. But yeah, I was surprised. I was telling one of the guys that we were hanging out with there, I had told him like a little bit what I do. And then right away, this one girl came and like took a picture with me. I was like, oh, and he just kind of like looked at me like, the fuck? But it's also a little bit like times like those. You know, you wish you had, because Troy and Brandy went, right? Omar and his girl went. Who was there? Ofi and Alan, Chris and his girl. And I swear I'm missing somebody else. But anyway, oh, it was me and Julio. But sometimes, like, when you go and do stuff like that, it'd be cool to have, like, somebody to take with you. That's what I mean. Like, sometimes, like, in those, it'd be cool to have, like, somebody you're dating to go with, to like, cause it was all like couple things, right? And of course, I'm single. I was trying to do single situationships. No, I was just like trying to hang out and like at one point, yeah, I did want to separate from the group, not because I wanted to be away from the, you know what I mean? Like, not because I didn't like the group. Oh, of course, I love the group. Like, they're awesome. They're awesome to hang out. It's a vibe. But I also wanted to, like, I'm the only single one. Let me go do single things. You know what I mean? Like, when we're, like, say we're in a group here, I can't really get a girl or talk to girls because we're all in a group. Everyone's in a relationship. So we can't just be like, call some girls over or anything like that. So that's why I did separate myself for a little bit. But it was fun. Like I said, it's over. If you guys ever have a chance to go and do something like this, I highly recommend it. But upon coming back, that's when I saw a bunch of issues, and that's mainly why I wanted to do this podcast today, is there is a lot of like people in relationships, people being married, and people stepping out of the relationship. Now, of course, I've never like stepped out, but I've been the one that they were stepping out with, you know, so like that's where I sat on that. But like a lot of these questions, like, why don't they just leave? Why don't they just leave? And I ask the same question all the time. Like, if you're not happy in a situation, like I was recently talking to this girl, and like she was giving me her situation too, saying that, you know, it's their relationship has been nothing but toxic vibes, right? Like toxic relationship, toxic this. I don't know all the details, but in my head, I'm like, why would you want to stay around something like that? You know, that's not something I would, I don't know, like constantly arguing, fighting about shit. And one day you guys like each other, the next day you guys are trying to slit your guys' throat. Well, not really, but you know what I mean? But instead of, leaving the relationship, they step out. There's a bunch of people I found out that they're like, oh, this person cheated. Oh, this person cheated. I'm like, that person cheated? I'm like, yeah, that person cheated. It just, obviously they're not going out telling everybody that they cheated, but it makes me think, you know, like, of course I want to be like, it would be cool to find somebody and be in a relationship with them. But at the same time, you start thinking about things like that, and you're just like, is it really worth it to get out here and like start talking to somebody, start doing this? Because what if they're just playing you? I think that's the biggest thing for me, is like, what if they're just playing you too? if they're just using you for the meantime until the next person comes along, or they're just bored, you know, or they're just bored. So they want to get your attention. And just because, like I said, they were bored, so they want something to do, you know, because I've seen it. Girls are like, oh, I was just bored. That's why I was hanging out with this dude. It was cool because he gave me attention. We would go do stuff. But then once things started getting a little bit serious, she wasn't into that person like that and, you know, had to end things. But in the beginning, they were using this other person. That's why, like, a lot of this relationship stuff is hard because it's there's no real way to see these things to really know, like, how to what to look out for and things like that, because everybody reacts differently. Like, I could act like I'm super fucking happy right now, like, with you, like, we are dating, we're amazing, but low key I'm like, nah, really, you know, I kind of like this girl over here, I want to see if I can try to hook up with her, or I'm just with her until I find something better, you know, like, because I did talk about that before. That is something that I did before, was kept somebody around for a while just because I thought I could find something better, but I didn't want her to go anywhere. I wanted her to stick around until I found something better, you know? And that's why I always tell people, like, be careful when you get stuck in these situationships, because it could be the same thing, because that's what I was doing. I wasn't planning on being in a relationship with this girl. She was just there until the next person. So you just got to be careful. And there's no real way to tell these things. There's no real way to be like, is he using me for this and that? And if you're not satisfied in your relationship, my biggest question is, like, why do you stay? I get it. People are comfortable. They like the, it's familiar, like, separating is the unknown. They're afraid of separating a happy home. But you're willing to go through a horrible relationship where one person is cheating, or maybe both people are cheating all the time, just because you guys want to make this relationship work that's just doing horrible, you know, doing horrible. And then I've learned how bad some guys talk to girls. And I don't understand how some of these guys can talk to these girls like that. They disrespect them. They call them names, call them all sorts of stuff. Bitch this, F you this, just stuff like that. And I'm like, do you guys like to be treated bad like that? Or, like, what? Because if that's the case, then I'm going to start doing that too. If people just like to get talked to like that and treated like that, then, I mean, I guess we can do that. Like, if you guys want to do that. But I've never been able, that person to, of course, I've said some things when I'm mad and upset, but I've never, that's not my character, meaning, like, I constantly do that. That's all I do is, because I've said my petty stuff. I've said my fair share of petty things, petty jabs and things like that. But for the most part now, no, not really, you know, because if it's gotten to that point where you guys are arguing in that way, like, disrespecting each other, is it really worth it? You know, sticking together, is it really worth it? Like, you have to start thinking about it. Is it really worth it? All this, all these downs that we have, all these arguments, all this, like, fighting, even if it, like, sometimes it gets physical, and, like, all this physical fighting, all this mental abuse, all this emotional abuse, like, is it worth it? Like, do you, in your head, do you think that there's going to be, like, some sort of light at the end of the tunnel? Like, do you think they're going to change out of nowhere after you've given this person so many times to change and they just keep doing the same thing over and over and over? Like, how many times are you going to give this person, or are you going to wait for that person to change? Because to be realistic, they're probably not going to change. People tend to change for a brief moment just to satisfy somebody. Or, like, I remember when I would argue with an ex, I would fix my, like, whatever she was upset about, I would fix it. And then it would slowly start going back, right back to the same thing. And it was just a constant cycle of that, you know? And you have to realize that you're stuck in that cycle. Like, I think it took me a little while to realize before I realized we were stuck in that type of cycle, and we needed to figure it out. And that's why we ended up ending that relationship, because it wasn't working. Like, it was not working. And again, people saw us, thought, oh, I thought you guys were doing great, and like this is and that. So I get it, like when you guys don't show that you guys are having relationship issues, like you guys aren't on the best of terms. But like when you talk to other people, you're like, yeah, we're great, like everything's fine, when everything is clearly not fine. And I think it's like having those early on communication, like conversations, like talking about, hey, yo, like this ain't working. Like we either need to fix it or we need to go our own ways. And shout out to everybody who's listened to the podcast, has listened to the TikToks, and has actually done that. And they're like, that was the best decision I ever made. Like I just had to make that decision because I had been waiting for so long. And that's why like I try to emphasize that, because like, how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait for somebody to change? You know, they're only going to change for like, if you brought it up, they change for a little bit, go right back, change for a little bit, go right back. Like how many times does that have to happen before you catch the cycle? You know, do you think like if you give them like 30 tries out of nowhere, they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so much better now, I'm perfect. No. If a relationship starts to get bumpy, will it ever get back to how it used to be? Probably not. With counseling and therapy and stuff like that, yes, you can get to some sort of similar level, but a relationship will never be the same as those first few months. That's what a lot of people crave and want. They're like, oh, I missed that part. Yeah, that was then when you guys were very both interested and you guys were both trying hard to get each other, or one person maybe a little bit more, but then once you guys have each other, you guys get comfortable, it gets comfortable, you guys stop trying because you guys obviously have each other, and now you start lacking in certain areas, lacking here. But before, you used to be super great here, you know. And that's why like I always tell people too, is like, don't do something in the beginning you cannot maintain, like because a girl will notice the change later on. If you're always like this, and then you slowly start to taper off and stop doing whatever this is, they're going to start noticing. That's why like some people are like, oh, like it was like this, and then they change. Does it mean they like me? Now they start questioning themselves. And maybe it had to do with comfort. You know, people get comfortable all the time. I got comfortable. Like people get comfortable all the time. They don't want to do what they did in the beginning of their relationship or anything close. They already got you. You're not supposed to try to win her over anymore. Like that's what some guys' mentality is now. Like you're not supposed to try to do anything to win that person over when you should be trying even more, because now you have this person that you were desperately trying to chase. Like you were like, this is the one, I need to do this. You're doing all this effort, doing this. Then you get her. And then then that's it. Like, that's basically it. Like you get her and then that's it. It'll be fine for like another few months or whatever the case, but it'll eventually start going like you guys stop trying. Cause again, it happened to me too. Like I stopped trying. I wasn't really motivated to, push like date night. She wanted to do date night. I didn't want to do that. Like I was like, we've never done date night. Now you want to do it. But it was because the relationship was falling apart and she was trying to do what she could to try to save it, you know? And like, so we started doing date night, but it was too far. I think it was too late to try to fix anything when we started trying to do date night, and it wasn't working. Cause sometimes I was just like, I don't want to fucking go there. You know, I wouldn't say it like that. I'd just be like, I don't want to go there. I got like all this other stuff I need to finish. Like what? Let's go Saturday. And then Saturday would come and be like, oh, like let's just wait until next week, you know? And then things like that would start happening. We weren't never consistent. So I think that's something that you need to start becoming consistent in the very beginning, you know, and then get some, the effort you put into this person, it should be the effort that you're going to be able to maintain for a long time, because they'll notice the change as soon as it finishes. Like that's why these ladies, you need to pay attention to some of these guys when in the beginning they go all crazy for you. They're buying you all this stuff. They're doing this X, Y, and Z. And you're just like, oh, this is a whole lot of attention. I love this. But then eventually that they can't give you that type of attention all the time. They're going to want to do things like their life, their things. And now they're going to be like, dang, I was wasting so much time doing this. I want to spend a little bit more time doing my things and they're going to upset. They're like, oh, and then they use it against you. I was doing all this for you. And now that I want to do something, now it's a problem. Now, you know, like, again, don't do anything you cannot maintain the entire relationship, the rest of the relationship, like the effort wise. Whatever you put in effort in the beginning, you should be able to maintain that all the way to the, if it ends or if it just keeps going. That's how you're going to keep it interesting. I was reading this article. I've mentioned it several times before where they talk about how guys tend to like start becoming unattracted to whoever they're with after 2 years. And see, but that's why you have to like keep trying, you know, keep trying new things, making that relationship spicy, because after 2 years, you know, those attraction levels start going down and down. And it makes sense. You know, it makes sense. Like after you've been with somebody for 2 years like that, of course you start to get comfortable, maybe not as attracted as much. Now it's like the whole new thing. Like when we get new iPhones all the time, I want the new iPhone. Now they might want another girl, you know, a newer one. Some guys think like that. They need something newer, younger, whatever the case. But this usually typically starts happening around the 2 year mark. That's why, like, if your guy is not maintaining or giving you the attention over this amount of time, like maybe it's time to move on, because it's going to be really hard to go back to that time. That's why people are like, oh, can it still work? Second chances, like this isn't, it totally depends on the person. Like there's no right or wrong answer. Like maybe it might work. Maybe it might not work. You know, like, you don't know. Would I risk my time and effort to try to give somebody a second chance or try to make it work? Try to make it work, maybe. Second chance, like if something happened, probably not. But again, everybody's different. That's why I said like everybody is different. I always give you guys what I would do. And some people are like, no, you have to give them a chance. Okay, give them a chance. Like if that's what you want to do, give them a chance, then give them a chance. Because sometimes I get frustrated with all this like relationship stuff, because when I get messages, like I clearly see like, hey, like they're doing this, stop. But then like some people continue to do it, whatever their issue is, like they keep doing this, they keep doing that, and like they stick around. I think the biggest thing is, another big thing is to have your boundaries. Like if they do, you need them to do this at a minimum. And if they don't, you bring it up. It's an issue. And if they don't fix it, then you have to take other action. Because the more you let them get away, because I remember when I first started getting away with stuff, like we would do certain things and then like sometimes I didn't want to do them and I just wouldn't bring it up. And then like we wouldn't do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. We didn't have to do it. Maybe like next week we'll do it for sure. Then next week comes up and you're just like, hopefully we don't have to do this, you know? And then you didn't, you know what I mean? Like, and then, but the girl is over here upset because you're not no longer doing these activities or things like that. They're upset, but they're not saying anything. That's why communication goes a long way in both male and female. Communication, talk to your partner, let them know your issue, your concerns, because a lot of things could be fixed with a conversation. And this is just with everything, like everything, business related, personal related, like relationships and stuff like that. A lot of things can be fixed with just a conversation. Some people don't want to have those conversations and they automatically assume things, automatically say things that are probably not true. And somebody else probably said it. So again, I just wanted to get on here because I, of course, every Wednesday I want to give you guys an episode. I had a long night last night. So like my eyes are like super heavy right now and these lights are super bright. But I'm glad I was able to get you guys an episode. We're back on schedule. We're back. We're hustling. We're grinding. TikToks are coming too as well. If you guys want to ask questions, shoot over to my Instagram or TikTok as well. And we'll get those knocked out. We also got nominated for best podcast again. So I'm super excited for that. I'll let you guys know when you can start voting for that. That way we can see what can happen there. So, shout out to you guys again. I truly do appreciate everything you guys do for me. listen to the stuff, watch the TikTok, share the TikTok. So you guys love all, and I love doing it for you guys. So again, thank you guys, and I'll see you guys next week.